hello and welcome to the official podcast, Marketing Showcase. Hello. I'm Alex King and I will be your host for the day. We are here at the Utilita Bowl in Southampton. I'm saying that correctly, I have practiced. Utilita Bowl. Yeah. My next guest is Becky. I'm going to let her introduce herself and what she does.
Hi, I'm Becky. I work for a company called Cavendish Consulting. We do corporate comms, public affairs, government relations type work. I work in the digital marketing area of the business. So my primary role as a digital account director basically is to work with clients, find the best digital solutions for them, strategize and run the projects basically, planning and doing a lot of the work. So it's nice and fun.
Now I looked you up and I have to say the first thing I looked up was GA4 because I had no idea what it was. The other things, SEO I know, Google Ads I know, content strategy fine, but can you explain it?
Google Analytics. So it's just the free Google tool that you can install on your website, which tracks traffic coming to the website, and on a very top level breaks it down by channel, device, country, and other sort of audience dimensions basically. So it's just a nice easy way of seeing who's coming to your website, what they're doing, and giving you the information to then figure out how to reach more people of similar quality basically.
What do you take training on it? Do you do it for people? What's your stance on it?
So every website that we build at Cavendish will have Google Analytics installed on it as standard. Depending on the type of work that we do with our clients, we will often also build reporting dashboards on them as well. What I'm finding is the more I work with clients over the years, the more information they need. And it's not necessarily quantity of information, it's quality of information. So they want to know who's coming to their website, what pages are they looking at, how many desired actions are taking place on the website. You know, so GA4 allows you to track pretty much anything you want to on your website without having to create extra bits of code and put them places like you used to have to do a few years ago.
Oh, God, yeah, code.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, back in the old days.
Back in the old days. But basically, before GA4, you had another Google Analytics platform called Universal Analytics, which is what everybody used. So yes. Google forcibly moved everybody from that onto GA4. If you wanted to track clicks on a button, you'd have to use either Tag Manager or you'd have to put actual tracking code on the button itself. You don't have to do that anymore with GA4. It's all just there. You just have to, all of the information that's being given to you, you just have to know where to find it and how to filter it.
How much does it add to the success of your website? Is it really effective?
It's absolutely, I mean, it's a non-negotiable. I don't think I've ever worked on any website where we haven't had that tracking. It's very standard. So every website will usually have some sort of tracking program on it. It's usually Google Analytics, but there are other tracking tools as well that you can use. But Google Analytics, because it's free, because it's Google, it basically integrates in with other Google tools that you might want to use. So if you're running Google Ads campaigns, yeah, there's those sponsored ads listings at the top of Google search. That tool integrates really well in with Analytics, so you can pull that data into Analytics as well, and vice versa, so you can see what happens when someone clicks on one of the ads and comes to your website. We'll break that down by ad and keyword and stuff like that. So I would say it's absolutely essential to have that on your website, to give you the insight that you need, basically.
Now, Google in itself, is the package, I think, is brilliant. And now I'm seeing everywhere about Gemini, the AI tool.
Yes.
Now, I use it and I think it's great. Do you recommend it? Do you use it personally?
I use different forms of AI for different things.
Oh,
really.
I love this. Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
I use Copilot.
Okay.
So I'm neurodivergent. I struggle with communication quite a lot and use Copilot to organise my thoughts. So I do a lot of the thinking. I do all the thinking and the heavy lifting, get it all into some sort of document and say to Copilot, can you just shorten that? Can you shorten it and make it more formal?
But for people who don't know what Copilot is, can you explain?
Copilot is Microsoft's inbuilt AI, basically. So at Cavendish, we're experimenting with bringing it into our emails and into our Teams chats and things like that. So Copilot will offer us the opportunity, basically, to shorten an email or make it more formal or more casual and things like that. So it's really helping us in terms of our efficiencies, especially with writing Google Ads copy when you've got fancy characters to get a message across. Sometimes, you know, and you know exactly what it is you want to say, Copilot can help you shorten, get that message out.
And so do you, this is, I've been talking to several people about
AI.
Do you type prompts or do you use voice ever?
Oh, I don't really. I am a typey person.
Okay.
Because my verbal communication skills are nowhere near on the same level as my communication skills.
I think they are. Wonderful.
I've worked very hard on that, but thank you. So as a writer, I'm much more effective than I am as a speaker, so I do that.
Oh my God, I love AI. Any other AI tools that you want to talk about that you use?
I also use a Christian AI. Which basically it scans the Bible. So if you're religious,
no.
And basically you're and you got a question, and you're like, what does the Bible say about this? Or
this is brilliant.
What did Moses do here? Or whatever. You put a question in. You know, whether you're religious or not, it's really interesting.
Oldest
book in the world. You know, like I consult my £1 a month Christian AI on a regular basis.
That's amazing. What's it called?
It's just called Christian AI.
Oh my word! That's brilliant.
Which is like it's. I don't have the attention span to pick up my Bible and read it. You know, I never have had it. I don't have the attention span. But if I've got a question, there it is. You know,
That's brilliant.
And you can tell the AI to give you a certain version of it or a certain translation or something like that. Gemini is probably the AI I've used the least.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Primarily because I've got ChatGPT at my disposal and Copilot for work. And so ChatGPT is my outside of work.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you about my cats, basically. And Copilot is my work tool.
Yeah.
Which I also use for research as well, because it gives me the resource links, you know, from which I can click off and check what I'm being given. Ah. Gemini is similar from what I know. It's a good generative tool.
Yes.
I don't know about its capability as a research tool, but I know it's a really good generative tool.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT is a good. I don't really use that for research as much, but I use it for generative stuff. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think it's been wonderful. Thank you for talking with me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. How do we find Cavendish Consulting?
You can find Cavendish Consulting at cavendishconsulting.co.uk.
And then we can link with you on LinkedIn.
You can link with me on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn as Rebecca Louise Woods. You can't miss me. There's usually a red hair flower in one of the pictures, or I'm playing a guitar somewhere, or some way or some form.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.